Welcome to the Lent Meditation and Worship Series with Westside Church. Our hope is that this time can be a breath of fresh air as we journey towards Easter together. We'll start by pausing for a moment and focusing our attention to Jesus. Let us be expectant of the movement of the Holy Spirit in our time together. If you are able, close your eyes, hold out your hands in front of you, take a deep breath in and out, and another in and out. This week, we are continuing to take a closer look at some of the miracles of Jesus while he was on earth. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. Jesus has always had a way of making space for the unseen, the unnoticed, the outcasts. This woman was the lowest of the low. First, she was a woman, and women ranked little above children and slaves then. And on top of that, she had a disease that cast her out of her community. She had been trying to get healed for 12 years. She knows that her inferior status prevents her from approaching Jesus with the confidence that other people do. So she thought that if she could just touch him, just touch his cloak, that she might finally be healed. As she reaches out and touches the hem of his garment, Jesus stops. He knows. He turns and he sees her. Not just the physical woman in front of him, but he sees her heart, her need, her despair. Jesus sees all of her. And in that moment, as he acknowledges her and speaks to her, he makes space for her. He brings back dignity to her that had been stripped away. "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." Again, we see Jesus meet her physical need and healed her disease. And also, at that same time, revealed the heart of the Father. She was unseen by the rest of the world and deemed unclean, but the Father saw her. Jesus shows us the heart of the Father for his children. Jesus brings humanity to those that the world has decided are undeserving. And he still does this. He shows and teaches us to do the same. If you are someone who has felt unnoticed by the world, let me encourage you today and remind you that you have a Father who fiercely loves you. A Father that sees you. A Father that knows you. Take heart, dear child, and reach out for Jesus again. Let him meet you in the unseen places. Let him speak life over you once again. Let your faith grow a little more today and trust this to be true. Today, we're going to take some time to practice encouragement and speaking life over people. We have learned again and again how to be combative and tear each other down with one swift word, but that is not who we are meant to be. That is not the way of Jesus. So today, as you go throughout your day, pray a quiet prayer of blessing over those you encounter. Find someone to encourage today. A simple acknowledgement of them with a smile or a hello or a thank you can go a long way. Father, we know that you see us and that you love us and that you care about us. We also know that you care about every person we come into contact with. Open our eyes to see people the way you see them and to treat others with dignity. Grow our faith a little more today as we reach out to you, Jesus. We love you. Amen.
Take these loaves and these few fish, and with them you feed thousands. You let my broken body touch the hem of your beautiful garment. Over and over again, you prove your kindness to me. Over and over again, show me you are worthy of my faith. Where I have chosen, tramped or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations, come Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing. You calm the wind and still the waves, then walk on the water to meet me. You turn my water into wine and give me a glimpse of your glory. Over and over again, you prove your kindness to me. Over and over again, you show me you are worthy of my faith. Wrong I have chosen, dreamt or waited, misplaced my heavy expectations, come Lord Jesus, meet my need, and with your kindness supersede all the other things, every other thing.